Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 29th July 2021. Top stories for today. Health Director General Tantri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah reported that a total of 56 COVID-19 infections were detected in Parliament as of yesterday. Dr. Noor Hisham said the cases involved 2 MPs, 6 escort officers and 48 officials from various government ministries. He said those confirmed positive for the coronavirus are not allowed to attend the sitting. Meanwhile, the Parliament was instructed to an immediate lockdown following the latest detection of 2 COVID-19 cases, as announced by the Deputy Day 1 Rakyat Speaker, Dato' Mohamad Rashid Hasnan, earlier today. All staff, media and lawmakers were barred from leaving the premises until mass swab tests were completed. Malaysia reports a total of 17,170 coronavirus cases within the last 24 hours. Selangor leads with 7,163 infections, as reported. The other 3 states with a 4-digit total number of cases were Kuala Lumpur with 2,138, followed by Kedah with 1,212 and Johor with 1,054 cases. On the international front, 5 Iraqi soldiers were killed earlier today when their helicopter crashed during a combat mission, as reported by the Iraqi military in a statement. According to the statement, the crash occurred near Amli, south of Kirkuk, an area where the Iraqi army regularly conducts operations against cells of the jihadist organization Islamic State. Meanwhile, the Delta outbreak in Australia's biggest city, Sydney, which is in its 5th week of an extended 9-week lockdown, has soared by 239 cases today, the highest daily rise since the pandemic started, forcing authorities to increase police powers to shut down businesses not complying with lockdown measures. And in a bid to prevent the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus, Cambodia is set to impose a lockdown in 8 provinces bordering Thailand from midnight today. Whilst in Myanmar, the military is seeking aid from the international community to help curb the COVID-19 outbreak. Junta leader Ming Aung Hlaing told a coordination meeting to beef up cooperation with the international community that Myanmar should seek money from a COVID-19 response fund set up by the ASEAN bloc. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.